Jorge Luis Borges in the Streets of the French Quarter, 1980. He came to hear jazz, to feel the irregular sidewalks beneath his leather shoes, to receive an honor for being himself. 10K, as I remember. We were gathered in a half-lit space, a large hall, starkly furnished, a watering hole for the International Chamber of Commerce, overlooking the Mississippi, perhaps 100 men. The Borges sat alone along a wall, lined with gray metal chairs. Suited businessmen, wholly ignorant of his writing, busied themselves in distant clusters. A wooden podium unadorned, centered at the room's front. No evidence of host or ceremonial head. And me, with twin shopping bags of books, mine mostly, the rest from a quarter bookstore I managed, lugged there to be signed. He and I sat against the wall, where I tried to make him welcome in a world as alien to me as to him. I kept silent that I had read everything he'd written and all of its transliterations. I debated the ethics of asking a blind man to sign a book, much less the 30 I had. As a compromise with myself, I scaled back my hopes, opting instead for a single book, a book of his choosing. The fifth book I pulled was Dream Tigers, a first edition hardback. His first American published translation. His face grew wide. His eyes smiled. The choice was made. A book I had found in downtown Dallas as a teenager, when I